Well, you know, as far as Shane, he's going to be out 6 to 8. He's going to be back probably week 2, you know, latest. As far as going forward, Elabali will be the first wheel backer. Or Sam, it depends what Vaughn's doing. But he's playing with Vaughn with the first team, and the young guys will be the backups. You know, as simple as that. As far as we brought Mason in, you know, that provides depth, so we don't burn Vaughn out. That's important now because we've gone to Vaughn, you know, with no Shane, no Shaq. So being smart with Vaughn, it's going to be a priority.
Does that impact how you use Vaughn in the preseason
game? Absolutely. You know, Johnny and I discussed it last night about Vaughn's preseason reps. You know, maybe it's very few.
What do you see?
Do you have any update on either Shane's surgery or
Devontae's
surgery?
Devontae's fine. You know, he's a little sore, obviously. He got 2 screws in his wrist, but his timeline hadn't changed. He's at home with his mother. She's in town taking care of him, so he's on course.
Will either of those guys be in a club when they come back?
Possible for Shane early on because it's a time-consuming injury as far as healing. So he may be in the club for a couple weeks. But as a pass rusher, you know, he'll be fine. You know, he has a good right hand. You know, it's going to be club on his left, so he'll be fine.
Vance, what do you see in Edebali, his characteristics, talents, personalities, right, and then you think that he'll do a nice job?
We signed Edebali because he was a relentless rusher in New Orleans. You know, so far he's showed that. I mean, he's a hard worker. He's a big body. So, you know, until Shane and Shaq's back, he'll be fine, you know. He was signed because he can rush the passer. So that's what those guys do for a living. So we feel good about him.
What did you see from the quarterbacks today?
Quarterbacks, you know, they both made plays. They both didn't make plays. So it's tough to ride the roller coaster with those guys, you know, who won the day, who didn't win the day. I'm not going to do that, guys. It's going to be a collective evaluation, you know, over the weeks. So, you know, I have a hard time, you know, kind of watching each day of, you know, what they're doing instead of watching the film and kind of charting and making a collective evaluation at the end.
So what's the best way to ask you about the quarterbacks then?
You've already done that. Every day I've been up here for 3 days. It's not going to change daily, okay? And that's important because you don't want to leave here every day thinking, well, boy, Paxton's the guy and tomorrow Trevor's the guy. You know, we can't do that. It's got to be a collective evaluation over time. That's why, again, guys, time is a good thing because now we can have a full evaluation of both guys.
Vance, it did look like there was somewhat one set of plays for Paxton, and you talked about how different they are.
Mm-hmm.
So some plays for Paxton,
right,
and some different plays for Trevor, kind of, sort of.
I didn't see that. Okay. I did not see that. You know, Mike's calling plays, and it's really it's scripted plays, guys. You know, so it's not off the cuff. I mean, it's in the office. It's been done, you know, over the last 3 or 4 months. So I didn't see that.
Shotgun read option with Paxton versus, you know.
Well, we haven't game planned yet, but you know, they've both worked the zone read stuff. They've both worked the shotgun stuff. They've both worked the drop back. So that has not happened yet. Okay. Now, in your eyes, it has, but in my eyes, it hasn't.
That's just kidding. What does it mean to see him in pads tomorrow? How does that impact evaluation?
Of the quarterback?
Yeah.
That's important because the pass rush, you know, and, you know, certain guys react differently with players around them, you know, as far as the pass rush. So that's an important piece of it. But, again, they won't get hit in practice. They know that. I know that. The players know that. So the effectiveness of it, I don't know.
How does it impact the evaluation?
That's huge because football is played in pads. So when you evaluate an offensive line, it's all about how physical you are, your flat back, you come off and finish. You know, defensive line, you know, can a guy hold a point? You know, can he rush in pads? So as far as that part, that's a huge part of it.
What kind of progress report do we get on Garrett Bowles, and what are you expecting when he gets in pads?
Garrett Bowles has done a fine job. I mean, he's blocked this guy for the most part. You know, he's still a rookie. He's still making small mistakes. But as far as blocking this guy, he's good at that. As far as knowing everything to do right now, he's getting there. But blocking this guy, he can do that.
We mentioned Pecco yesterday along the defensive line. What's just your thought on what he's been bringing to the table as far as
Pecco's been? He's been solid. I mean, he's what you want in a nose guard. He's a big man. He can hold a point. He's got some quickness to rush the passer on pass downs, but his job is to take up two gaps, and he can do that.
What sort of day-to-day growth are you seeing in Isaiah McKenzie?
Isaiah has been the same guy since he's gotten here. I mean, he is a very mature rookie. I mean, it's not too big for him. Every challenge we've given Isaiah, he's kind of taken it and kind of, you know, dominated it. I mean, he's obviously a fabulous returner. He's a big-time slot player. He catches the ball. He's tough. So he has not changed. What we saw on tape and what he's given us since he's been here has been the same.
Coach, Bernard Pierce wasn't in practice today. What's his status?
He's got a hamstring. He pulled a hamstring yesterday late in practice. You know, not sure if his timetable, but it's sore.
How important is it to keep the guys' emotions under wraps tomorrow when they're in pads? It could be a pretty emotional day to get fired up.
Yeah, but you don't want to taper it too much. You want guys excited to play. Obviously, putting on a pass for the first time, it's going to be exciting. It should be. You know, it should be emotional because football is played in pads. So I'm looking forward to that.
It looked like Derby, I mean, he had a few good catches in there on pads. What are you seeing from him in this tight end competition?
Well, Derby is a guy that can win one-on-ones. You watch the one-on-ones down here with the safeties. I mean, he can really separate. He's a great route runner. He's got good ball skills. He made a great play in the corner over there. So, you know, with our tight ends group, I mean, he's the guy that can win one-on-ones as far as matchups. So when you're game planning and you want to get a guy on a certain linebacker, he would be that guy for us.
Vince, we've often talked about the benefits that your quarterbacks get facing your defense.
Yeah.
But is there any, in your eyes, is there any benefits that your defense gets from facing two very different passers in camp?
That's hard to say. I think facing Emmanuel and facing Thomas every day, that's tough on those DBs because, I mean, that's Pro Bowl-type players. So, you know, for the corners, that's what's important. I mean, they're facing speed and route runners every day. You know, fire backers facing CJ's route running ability, his running ability stuff, that's what you kind of look at. But as far as the quarterbacks, you know, they don't care about that. They're covering the receiver, and that's their focus.
We've seen championship habits on guys' shirts.
Yeah.
What championship habits are you trying to, you know, impart on
them? Well, it kind of means a lot, you know. You know what we put in our bodies, you know, our off the field behavior, on the field behavior, you know, our work ethics. You know, to be a champion, it takes a lot. A lot goes into that, you know, not just football play. You know, it's really a lifestyle.
Juwan Thompson seeing some extra touches, second team. What do you like about his game?
Juwan is a guy that's consistent. I mean, he plays fullback, he plays halfback, catches the ball well. He's a consistent football player.
Did one quarterback string together a couple good days? Would you consider giving them a full day with the ones, or is it going to be split until you name a starter?
It's going to be split, you know, until we name a starter. That wouldn't benefit us, in my opinion. You know, I want to give the guys a chance to put their best foot forward. You know, that's going to take time. And once that happens, we will name a starter and go with that guy.
Looks like McKenzie is kind of separated on punt return. Is it a little tighter on kickoff return, more of a competition there?
Yeah. He's more of a punt returner. You know, your kick returner is a bigger guy, in my opinion, because that's a physical, violent play. So I wouldn't expose him to that if we don't have to. So Cody Latimer, Carlos Henderson, that's the body type you want for that position. So I wouldn't put Isaiah in that role if we didn't have to. That's a physically contact.
Is Carlos otherwise kind of fighting himself a little bit, do you think?
Carlos? Yeah. He's a rookie. Yeah. I mean, he's trying hard. You know, he wants to be a good player. He wants to help us, you know, help us on offense. But he's trying a little too hard right now. But he'll be fine. It's early.
Ron Leary headed back to the locker room for a little bit, came back out. Anything to worry about with there?
Nothing there at all. He was getting a tape job.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Good seeing you guys.